Are you guys ready for some Roast Kings? Well, the king and the queen of Northeast Ohio roasting are in the sub today, and we're going to talk about a whole lot of things, ranging from Thanksgiving to Black Friday. That's right, we're going to cover the whole weekend on today's episode of The Unbelievables.
Today's guests, Jeremy Shear.
That's me.
Also, Tabitha Jones. What? Musical guests, no one. Uh-huh. And your hosts, Johnny Trowbridge and Mike Calhoun.
Oh my God. I just love that theme. I don't know. It's just,
do you?
It's so fun.
If there's no musical guest, that means you cut my solo, you fuck.
Oh, I'm so sorry. See, oh yeah, because Tabitha, she brought in her accordion today, but she played and I did not elect to use it. I'm so sorry.
Tabitha. You didn't like my version of Nights on Broadway.
I don't know. That's your favorite song.
Tabitha, if you're going to rip off somebody, why'd it have to be Judy Tenuta?
Oh.
Oof. Ah.
Welcome, everyone, to The Unbelievables. I wanted to say something about the theme, but you heard it. It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. Pretty but you cool. didn't hear Tabitha's accordion solo because we cut that. Because it was, frankly, Tabitha, look me in the eyes. It was terrible. It was awful.
20 minutes long.
20 minutes. That's most of, well, it's not most of the
show. There
was
an intermission.
It's too much.
I never have had a man look me in the eye and tell me things that were wrong with me.
Have you had
we
a
all
woman?
Know that's untrue.
You usually just say it over Facebook messages.
Oh, no. That is true. I am Mike Calhoun. Joining me is my host of always, Johnny Trowbridge.
Yes, hello.
Oh, hello there, sir.
Yes, how are you? Handshake? No,
yes, no
too
no.
slow. Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Well, okay.
Also, our guests are Jeremy Shear.
That's me.
Roast King and Tabitha Jones. Wait, are you guys both making your third episode debut right now?
How do you spell debut? That's a quiz.
That is a quiz D-butt. For both of you.
Good job.
Go.
D-butt. That's how you spell debut.
D2.
D2?
Yeah.
R2-D2 debut.
There it is. There
D2
it is.
The
That's
Mighty
That's his full
Ducks.
Name.
Yes.
Yeah, D2 the Mighty
Ducks. Oh my God, I wanted to get a bandana so bad after I saw that movie.
It's a great movie.
What movie are we talking about?
Mighty D2. Ducks, man.
Oh, the Mighty Ducks. Ducks. Oh, absolutely.
I wanted to be a Bash Brothers so bad.
The Bash Brothers, man. Well, they only had one enforcer in the first one, right?
Yeah.
And then they had the brothers in the second one. That's truly the best Mighty Ducks movie.
I'm glad
that
we
exists.
Agree.
Mm. All right. Was there a third?
Probably.
It was animated. No, I don't know.
There was a show, certainly.
Yeah, it was.
Do you remember the animated Mighty Ducks show where, you know, super intelligent hockey-playing ducks
that were
saved
also
the universe.
Yeah,
the universe.
Interstellar.
One of
travel.
Them had a sweet-ass mask.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I want to see a crossover of that and DuckTales.
DuckTales. I just want to see DuckTales come back. No, Darkwing Duck. That's who I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see Darkwing Duck, a full-length feature.
Don't go down the internet rabbit hole of Darkwing Duck. Trust me.
Oh, really?
I'll trust you. I will trust
you as well. All right. We've got a lot to talk about, actually. We are fresh off of the Cleveland Comedy Fest, in which our two guests squared off in Mortal Kombat, verbal combat, rather.
Mortal Kombat.
I just stabbed him a whole bunch of times.
And he's still here. He's surprising resistance.
Stabbing me does nothing to me because I have too much fat to get through.
It only makes him stronger.
Yeah, it only makes him stronger. His anger.
What kills you makes me hard.
Is that the saying?
Yeah, that's the end
that's
of the phrase.
That's the actual saying.
It's continued.
Like, you know how like blood is thicker than water isn't the whole saying?
Right, right. That's actually how it actually is completed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, these two had an epic roast battle that I was fortunate to attend, and it was very well done in the fucking dark because the lights kept going out of the bop stop.
Yeah, they stayed out for our entire battle, which honestly, it was perfect.
Yeah.
Added to the effect.
It was all right, yeah. I mean, it didn't take away Except for a punchline that Sheer had involving a T-shirt, which was glorious.
That was a good one, too. Mm.
We should provide a picture of it on the website. That's what I'll do. Okay. I'll show everyone. Okay. Everyone will be able to see that.
Is it easier to roast someone if you're not looking at them? Because then you don't have to...
I've only been in one roast battle, and I did not look at her at all when I did it. I lost, but...
I don't know. How much do we make eye contact when we...
We really don't.
Because we're looking at our jokes.
Yeah, we're looking... We deliver the jokes, and then, like, every once in a while, like, I'll look over at you for a second, but never for, like, a whole joke.
Yeah. It's generally, I don't look at... I don't see your reaction unless I hear it or the pictures afterwards.
Unless I scream. Literally, so I was like, oh, my God, yeah! Well,
all fairness, I can't look at Sheer for very long at all. I can't, like, I have to look away after a while.
Dun, 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 boo.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not easy to look at. I understand. Well,
you're not supposed to admit it. You're supposed to come back with a burn here.
Look, I am I'm very honest about who I am as a person, and that is genuinely ugly.
Well, you've got this sultry voice for radio, sir.
That's I true. Do. It works very well. Tailor-made for radio.
Tailor-made?
Who is Taylor?
Yeah, who is Taylor?
I don't know, but he made me.
Oh.
For radio.
What a nice guy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Taylor.
Thanks, Taylor.
Well, we just got... Well, people listening to this will hopefully have finished celebrating Thanksgiving. If you haven't finished celebrating Thanksgiving by today, what the hell is wrong with you and your family?
You brought too much food, I'm going to say.
Still eating days after?
Help me.
I know some people that celebrate Christmas, like, you know, a few days afterwards, because family, garbage, and I don't know.
That all sounds exhausting.
It does.
Who celebrates garbage?
I do.
Johnny does.
I just worship garbage. Garbage
day. What day is garbage day for of the year each year?
It's the year we watch Silent Night, that one where the guy goes, garbage day, and then shoots him. That's the day.
I do remember that one. That's what the day. Wait, what year was the movie made? Because this is a long tradition for your
probably
family.
Probably 80s.
In the 80s?
Before I was born.
It was right, but you just...
I just hopped on the bandwagon.
You did?
Yeah.
So. You haven't been trying to adopt, you know, friends and family into this tradition?
No, it's a secret. I shouldn't have told you.
Oh, shit. All right,
we'll
delete that.
Well, if you need them bumped off.
Well, okay. I'll call you later.
We'll track down everyone listening to the
murderer.
For God, she's a murderer.
That's her official title.
I haven't gotten the cards made yet.
Is it a colon or a comma?
I think it would be a colon.
It'd be a colon.
If you were writing a book, Tabitha, or if a book was written about ye, would it be Tabitha Jones, colon murderer?
No, that is perfect.
I was
Tabitha Jones, colon murderer.
It would be the like, yes. Yeah, that's exactly how
someone forgot to clip their nails.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Or did they? Oh, Lord. That would be a great book. Give us the intro for that book.
The intro for Tabitha Jones. Here we go. Colon.
Set the mood.
The foreword.
The foreword.
When I was proposed this book.
Oh, my God. When I was proposed this book, I was like, yeah, sounds about right.
This is wildly accurate.
You don't even know that much about me, and you're pitching me this book. Okay.
That'll do, pig. What did you guys do for Thanksgiving? Did you guys have a Danksgiving? That thing where you, like, hang out with friends? Bro.
Yeah.
We got some bro signs going up.
Yeah.
I did none of that. I went and saw my grandparents and my aunt and had Thanksgiving dinner from Bob Evans. And my grandfather hallucinated a couple of little girls at the table, and that was fun.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, apparently, he's been hallucinating all kinds of people, and they're all stealing his stuff. So he hides it, but he's so demented that he forgets where he hid it. So
he thinks it was stolen
again. It's
just
all feeding the delusion.
Oh, my God. That's a vicious cycle.
That is so sad and so funny.
Yeah, I know.
Who's telling you this story, though?
Oh,
whoever he's living with, your grandmother?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I'm like, this is incredible.
Does she get a kick out of it, or is she just, like, worried?
No, I don't think so.
No. She has to deal with the situation.
Right.
She's not a shitty comic.
I probably should be helping deal with the situation, but I'm a busy boy. Which, of course, makes me feel even worse about it. So it's just a never-ending cycle of guilt for me.
Well, I mean, it just tacked that on. Yeah, I was going to say, if you're Jewish, so you can just tack that on to the regular Jewish guilt.
Yeah. So after that, I went and got high and watched Mystery Science Theater 3000 with my friend. So that was
there you go, yeah. Nice. Was that on TV or was that like...
They did like a live YouTube thing of the annual marathon, and it was like that's everybody awesome. That donated to the new Kickstarter, the Jonah Ray series that's coming out. They picked like a top eight or something like that. So we just watched those and then
I have
a
yet
couple more.
To watch any Mystery Science Theater 3000.
What?
Yeah, no, I've never watched a single one.
It's on Netflix.
Isn't that
right?
Nonsense? Like I should watch at least one.
It's pretty funny.
The
man.
Fuck are you thinking?
I don't know what
God
I've been thinking.
Damn it.
Well, I wasn't entirely clear what the concept was. I was like, so are they like dubbing the movie or are they just commenting on the movie?
They're commenting and dubbing. Mm. I don't know.
Okay. And there's like classic movies, bad movies.
They're bad all movies bad. Mostly.
They're all
oh, it's purposely
they
bad.
They do the thing from like the 50s. That one's hilarious.
That's awesome.
I like that one a lot.
Well, the original thing. Yeah. And
that
then
was
they
the
did,
weird
we did
one
in the
80s.
Space
alien guy.
Yeah. What'd you do for Thanksgiving, Johnny?
You know, we had Thanksgiving.
We did, you and I.
Yes.
We were there together.
We both went and got a little cray cray.
That was fun. We just danced a lot to Drake.
Yes, that was mostly what it was.
I brought over the only, well, there was mashed potatoes there that I brought.
Yes, you
and
brought.
Then, and then the rest of the food was like
I brought a rotisserie
foods.
Chicken, so. You
why didn't I see this rotisserie chicken? You brought
know,
an
but
entire
no one ate
chicken.
It.
What? I didn't see it. I would have eaten some. Well, no, I wouldn't have because I'm a pescatarian. I would have looked at it.
Means.
I would have looked at it fondly. Is that okay?
Don't bring the dinosaurs into this. But
well, my God.
I just imagined Mike just like
so you're
not
actually
touching the chicken.
Oh, just like
of.
Yeah.
So you're actually a pescatarian, so that thing at the restaurant was not you getting rid of the pork, it was you getting rid of the meat.
What thing at the restaurant? Oh, yeah, that was me. Oh, because okay. you made a mention like, wow, you're really taking this Jewish thing seriously. I'm like,
yeah.
No, it's because I don't eat meats except fish.
Okay.
I thought you knew that.
I did not know that.
You thought I was just taking this role very seriously.
You're like, yeah. You're like the anti-Aquaman.
Hey, Mike.
Where I exclusively terrorize fish.
Yeah.
Yes, Tabitha.
You don't eat meat, then explain all that dick you eat on stage.
Oh. They got you there.
I'm baffled. Wait, all right.
He eats all the dick and nobody comes.
I have a follow-up question. I have a follow-up.
Oh, okay.
Whose dick am I supposedly sucking on stage?
Just eating it. Just like...
That's a collective dick.
That does sound like
Johnny knows. He's seen me many times. All two times.
I mean, not the all two times.
Johnny two times. That's what they call him.
That's my name.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, he's actually used up all of his attendances. He can't come to any more of my shows.
He's like, I can't have him start calling me Johnny three times.
No.
That would be confusing.
You have to get the business cards redone.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
they're
got
embossed.
Thousands of them. He hasn't even handed them out yet.
They're embossed, like, so it's like more expensive.
Well, yeah, and you put them on the sub, and they're weighing us down. So we haven't surfaced in a while.
I haven't met anyone yet.
I'm going to have to... We're on the sub. Who are we going to meet?
Exactly.
Going to give them to the fishes.
Why would you have them sent to the sub? They were thrown in here in a crate. They just flew over the ocean and dumped them into the ocean.
Yeah, thankfully we found them.
You found them. I wasn't even around. I would have just left them off
Why
the sub.
Why would you want my business cards? Listen to yourself.
I didn't want them. You did.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Short story is I'm throwing them out the porthole.
There's no porthole on a submarine.
It's a very special submarine.
He had one installed.
Yeah, I had one installed.
For what purpose?
Yeah, you get business cards. I can put whatever I want on the sub. And I'm putting a goddamn porthole.
Okay, but like I feel
it's
like
in my bedroom.
Structural integrity of the sub is greatly reduced with a porthole.
Well, we're not going to be living long if it's weighed down by these fucking business cards.
I'm going to give them out.
All right. Just make sure you give them out next show.
Okay.
Just you can't attend the show. You can show up beforehand
and then leave. I will.
Oh, God. So what about you, Tabitha? What did you do for Thanksgiving?
I went to
No.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, don't worry. That's exactly what it was.
I
sat around with my dad and my grandparents.
I thought I saw a picture of you and some comedian friends. Was that not for Thanksgiving?
I don't think so.
Oh, maybe it was from a previous Thanksgiving.
Oh, I don't know. What picture could you be talking about?
I don't know. It was on the social medias.
Am I just holding the turkey? Is that why you assumed it was
exactly
Thanksgiving?
It was exactly at what you're doing right now. It was two turkeys. You are like an NBA player just handling the ball. Two turkeys.
I was Harlem Globetrotting.
You're Harlem Globetrotting the turkeys.
Spinning one on my finger.
Yeah, you're the only person I know that can do that. That's pretty talented.
I'm the only person I know that can
do
that.
Was that a family trick?
Yeah. No, I'm the only person.
Yourself.
Only, yeah. Wow. My family was impressed as well.
No one else was allowed to.
Except my grandma was really sad and we just started slamming the turkey on the ground.
Oh, yeah. Those are expensive.
I mean, I know. When she took all that time cooking it. Well, what did you do with the second one?
Oh, the second one, I fucked that one.
Oh, Jesus.
Jeez.
You just eat it?
No.
Just destroyed its colon. No, what was it?
Colon murderer.
Colon murder. You murdered its colon.
Murdered that colon. She murdered that colon, but now she comes E. coli. Oh, my God.
Do you like how I could have made a euphemism about stuffing the turkey, but I just said I fucked it?
Well, I fucked it. I made love to it. Nah, that would have been great. No,
whatever that was, it was not making love.
It didn't like it. It didn't enjoy a second of it.
Oh, God.
Now the problem in our house is when, you know, there's juice on the counter and it's like, oh, is this somebody leave a raw chicken out or was Tabitha fucking on the counter?
I want that to be a game show. It's just dot, 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 or was Tabitha fucking?
We just got two items just behind
two,
doors.
Just, yeah, just two pictures. And you're like, it's just a puddle. It's just a puddle somewhere.
So what happened with this saturated Tupperware container?
I think you know.
Or the saturated kitchen rag. Oh, it's just so close. I can't tell. Oh, man.
That's sexy heavens. And disgusting.
That's pretty weird. My Thanksgiving was very uneventful. I went over to my mother's house, and I was high out of my mind.
Did you fuck the turkey?
No, I didn't. I just...
Oh, hey, you told me you did.
What's that?
You told me you did.
I lied.
Dang it.
I'm going to no butt that. Or I'm going to no stop.
Deep butt.
Calhoun's not a turkey fucker.
No, I'm not. I'm a fish fucker. I'm a pescatarian, remember?
That's what that means?
I can't fuck turkeys. I can only eat and have sex with fish.
So you are more like
I'm desperately trying to find a mermaid because I can't get turned on by fish. I can't. Salmon don't do it. Tuna don't do it. Tuna are big, so they're nice.
Have you tried
this
a catfish?
Weird. This is a weird conversation.
The thing about catfish, dude, they can tickle your balls with those little whiskers.
Oh, that's
true. I was just going to say, fish always just look like they give really good blowjobs.
They look like they're always ready for it. They're always asking for it. Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Oh, God. Oh.
Don't offend all the fish.
Oh, my
fish.
God. We're going to get letters, Mike. Come on.
All the fish in our eyes.
All the fish listening are going to be highly offended.
We already make them angry with our giant submarine.
Yeah, look, fish, don't listen to this in school.
Oh, no. I wish I had a rim shot sound effect. Oh, we'll play this.
Oh, no. That's worse than a rim shot.
I deserve that.
Don't wait. Why do you always wait for the whole thing?
It's my favorite. Every time people you play it, I'm so excited.
First two notes, and everyone knows.
Oh, it's just so slow. Shear is an entertainer, so we have to cue up that music every time.
I understand now.
Yeah, showbiz.
Oh, your name in lights. Your name in lights. You'll be a star, kid.
Anyone who said that to you like that was not going to make you a star. They're just going to fuck you and leave you.
Oh, geez.
And trust me, Tabitha knows.
Hey-o.
In the back of an 80s white limo.
All of my entire life is just me being fucked and leafed.
That's why you take it out on all those turkeys.
Yeah, that's why, exactly.
That's why you save it up once a year, and then you take it out on the turkey.
She's hardcore. She doesn't even defrost the fuckers first.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
I defrost them with my... Okay.
I think we all know where that one was going.
I don't. Yeah. Where was it going? I
don't. I
was going
to... No, that's all right.
I was going to defrost it with my pussy.
Oh.
Moving on.
That was the joke. John,
I got it.
Do you think it's funny?
It's pretty funny. It's up there.
Now that you get it, do you think it's funny?
It's like at least a 7.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
That pussy's a 10, though.
Oh. My mom's not going to listen to this one.
Oh, jeez.
Did your mom really listen to this show?
Yes,
only
she
when
did.
You're on, of course. Yeah.
Yes, she did. Is that what you said?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Do we have any interesting subject matter when in previous episodes?
Oh, what?
No, probably not.
Subject matter regarding maybe her family. We talked about Brunswick in the first episode.
We talked about Brunswick in the first one, and then the second one we talked about me getting high with Marcelo.
Oh, yeah. And then Marcelo climbing up the stairs like a cat.
Like a little kitty.
He looks like he'd be
you
a cat.
You didn't have any snackies. That's his tagline.
That's a great Marcelo story.
That's my favorite Marcelo story.
I love getting younger comics high and then watching them just be complete idiots.
Yes.
And by that, you mean just like undressing them on your bed?
Oh, God.
No. Do you know the social climate right now, fucking Calhoun?
Calhoun, you're the one with the UCB manual in your house. I don't want to hear shit about that.
God.
Page one, how to rape your students.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, page two, how to lie about it on social media. Page three, how not to take responsibility for predatory climate in your school. Page four, yes and.
What is the size of the font?
No, he's not wrong. Page four is yes and.
What is the size of the font?
Oh, yeah, it's a very short book. There's no instructions.
Sentence fragments. Sentence fragments.
It's all pictures.
It's all verbs.
It's a diagram of
You're
how to do.
You're supposed to improvise based on the suggestion the book gives you.
It's like a choose-your-own-adventure, but like worse.
It kind of is. Oh, there's only one adventure, and it's bad for one of
Not
the parties.
A good one, yeah.
There's only one adventure, and it's just disrespecting others.
Oh, man.
Well, how can you not? It's an entire culture based on you get famous the more money you give them, so it's whatever.
That's true, but I mean, I kind of wish that's how most... Well, no, I do. Do I wish that that's how...
Well, you have a good job. Of course you do.
I do. But, I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, a business model that would be...
Pyramid scheme. What?
That's exactly right.
I would imagine... Let's move on. did anyone do any Black Friday shopping?
I ended up at Target opened at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving.
Oh, fuck them.
At 7:45, I ran out of toilet paper.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, fuck, where am I going to go? And it was either Walmart or Target. And I went to Target, and Target was so underwhelming. I've seen Target busier. It was just a lot of people waiting around for their TVs to come out of the back.
Oh,
I got a deal on my toilet paper, though.
I was going to say, do they have any Black Friday sales?
I got a deal on my toilet paper, and I found a nice long-sleeved shirt that I got 50% off.
You didn't
there
see
you go.
It the day Saturday, yesterday, or not
what
when
happened?
This recorded. They did a deal at Target. It was $100 worth of merchandise for $50. It was insane.
Oh, I bet someone died.
I went and did it. I did it, obviously. Oh, but
did you go get toilet paper? $100
yes,
worth of toilet paper?
$100 worth of toilet paper.
Isn't
don't know
just
why that was
called going to the thrift store?
Yeah, it really is at this point. But yeah,
we've turned Target into Value World for the day.
Yeah, I know. But it was pretty busy. And
what did you end up buying there?
Just like a frick ton of ornaments.
Frick ton of ornaments?
Yeah, man.
The way he said that, it made it sound... I heard him say vitamins, but weirdly mispronounced.
Yeah, vitamins.
Vitamins.
Ornament Bob.
You know,
hormones.
Holiday vitamins. Vitamin.
Yeah, what do you do with holiday vitamins? Do you actually hang them on the tree? Or
you,
do you
only take them on Christmas Eve, right before
you, take them
right
along.
Before you go to sleep.
You just,
I don't know what they're for.
Is that when you put the shower cap on, mix them into the punch, and then everyone wears Jordans?
Yeah, I
those
think so.
Christmas drugs or yeah. Christmas vitamins?
Christmas drugs? Vitamins.
Christmas, excuse me, Christmas vitamins.
Jeez. Herbal remedies.
Have you guys heard about these Christmas vitamins?
In my family, we just put it all on Kool-Aid on Christmas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm glad that...
They do that some places.
Yeah.
And I think it's for, like, you know, when you're all about to go somewhere, Santa's going to
come. Yeah, Santa's coming on his comet.
Yeah, and he's going to come on, and then you're going to all leave together with him.
Yep.
Is that you guys? Okay.
Yeah, this is
the original Christmas story.
Oh,
they commercialized it.
Yeah.
Gave him a sleigh and some elves.
Lamestream media, am I right? Yeah.
Smell-o-vision.
What about you, Sher? Did you do any Black Friday shopping at all?
I think Black Friday I got... really, really high with a buddy of mine, wrote a couple of scripts, and then came to a meeting.
Hell yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did that, too.
Yeah. That was a long day.
That was a very long day.
That was just a very long day. That was, for the listener, we'll mention this now, Tabitha Shear and I are all a part of a nice little sketch group called the Sad Boy Social Club, which I plugged previously, but we didn't have a Shear on, the organizer, to promote the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had our first rehearsal on Friday night at 11 p.m.
And then our first show Saturday night.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It went well.
That was lots of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Why weren't you there?
Yeah.
Saturday, I was at Target, remember?
Oh, yeah, you were getting $100 worth of ornaments.
Thank you.
I could come support my friend.
Or I can save $50.
Okay, that was a deal of the lifetime.
I
Why is Calhoun the one pretending to be Jewish?
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll accept it.
That was a good burn. Oh, man. Black Friday, I went to the store because it was like 2 p.m. and I was like, I want to make food. I looked into my refrigerator and I was like, I don't want to do dishes. So I didn't own a microwave. And I was like, I'm going to go buy one. So I just drove to Target and I was like, they'll have a deal. They didn't. So I was like, fuck it, I'm not going anywhere else. Bought a microwave. So I was like, I'm going to make this a new tradition where I go out on Black Friday and I don't buy, or I buy something that's not for on
that's
sale.
That's a terrible tradition.
That's awesome. That's hilarious to me.
To me.
I'll just go out there.
Pescatarian.
Like, I'm doing comedy for one. I just go out there and I just buy something and chuckle to myself all the way into the parking lot. And then I go, shit, I just spent $50.
What a horrible joke.
Why would I even do this is an expensive joke.
Yeah.
Just for me to laugh.
Oh, trust me. I know all about spending $50 on a joke.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've done a character in the past that cost me some money. I'm sure Chad has. Chad Weaver, yeah. Teen comedian. God.
Teen comedian.
I'm sure he's spent.
Ooh, teen comic Chad Weaver.
That's ooh, makes my blood boil.
Don't you get me started, guys. Oh. Don't you get me started.
I kind of want to get you started.
Are we just going to gossip about Chad now?
About how much I love Chad Weaver.
Chad's
as
great.
A human being
we
on
all love
a
Chad.
Simple level. Chad Weaver likes all of my sad tweets on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about this, and how he's like, he likes them all.
All the super sad ones, and then on Thanksgiving, I had posted a sad tweet the night before, and he liked it, and on Thanksgiving, he just replied to me, he goes, I'm thankful for this tweet.
Oh, no.
I wrote a series of practice suicide letters on Tumblr, and Chad was the only one that liked them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is kind of his deal.
I told him, I was like, one day, Chad, I'm going to tweet something so sad that you aren't going to be able to like it, and you're going to have to go to another comic and be like, guys, I'm kind of worried about Tabitha. And he's like, you know what? Unless that tweet's a picture of my corpse, it ain't going to happen. And even then, I'll find a way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We used to work, Johnny and I used to work with a guy that was obnoxiously positive at work.
Oh.
And,
Connor.
Yeah.
Sounds and, like a posy dude.
He's so positive.
We were testing the waters one time to see.
Oh, yeah.
How
this
far.
Game, this terrible game we'd play.
He would take his positivity. And my favorite one, because Johnny, it was super creative. He was just like, what if? Okay, man. What if I took that hat? Because we had to wear hats at Chipotle. And I stapled it to your head. And his response was just, I like this hat.
I hate that guy.
Like, oh, that son of a bitch.
I hate that guy.
We were like, ugh.
It was like, what if I chopped your arms off? He's like, I guess I'd get a cool prosthetic. And I was like, no, get out of here.
Wow.
I get two of them. Oh, like, what an ass.
I hate this right side.
Yeah, that's him. He is that person.
He really is.
I bet if I chopped his dick off and stuffed it in his mouth, he'd be like, this tastes delicious.
Yeah, he probably would. He probably would.
No, he'd be like,
oh, my God.
Oh, man. But
thank you. That joke needed experience.
Oh, jeez.
It needed context.
Get it? Because I'm a girl.
Yeah, like.
And I suck dick sometimes. Did you guys pick up that one? Subtle.
See, I suck dick too, but I just bash it against my tongue a few times and jack them off. I don't actually put my mouth around it.
Cheer, I don't know.
That's the Brunswick way. How'd you know?
Brunswick. Yeah, you
guys. Where do you think I picked it up?
Thwap, thwap.
That's the Brunswick method. Well,
the
also.
Brunswick method.
So the thing is, too, Cheer, I like that you use that method because they won't know because they're not going to be looking at you while they do while you do it. So they're just imagining, oh, okay.
They're never going to come if they look at me. To pretend it's somebody else.
He's trying to give him a burn and he does a self burn.
Like, is it any,
oh,
is
man, you can't burn Sheer. He burns himself.
Is there any way you can suck my dick from behind?
Is there a way I cannot? Oh my God!
I'll just throw this tarp over you, and you go to work.
You know what? I have an idea.
What's the idea?
I have an idea for a game.
Okay, what's your idea?
I say we do a roast game.
What's the idea? Oh.
I say we do a roast game. Did you get it that time?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So we do a roast game. We got a couple of good roasters here. I know you guys, I sprung this on you just out of nowhere, but I'm sure you guys got, you can come up with something.
I'm always ready.
All right, cool. Well, you know what we'll do? We'll have you guys do a roast between each other.
All right.
And we'll then Johnny and I will determine who wins. How about that? And then we'll take a break.
That sounds great.
All right, okay. Cool. Let's do that.
All right.
Who goes first?
All right. Let's
chicken or the egg.
What?
Sorry.
Well, the only person in this room that has eggs. Is Tabitha. Let's have okay. Tabitha go first.
Tabitha, you go first.
All right. Jeremy, I'm glad you decided to start growing your hair back in. That bald and blotchy, you looked like an overgrown aborted fetus.
Oh, ooh, I can hear the audience now.
Tabitha, what's your biggest fear about going to jail? That you're going to be a criminal just like your dad, or you're going to have to be a lesbian just like your mom?
Oh,
oh my God, Tabitha left the room. She had to go to the bathroom to puke. Oh, she's back. Oh, that was a good one.
Jeremy, when I first met you, I couldn't tell you if you were a drug addict, trailer trash, or developmentally disabled. Now that I know you better, I can confidently say it's all three.
Oh, man.
Every time I miss Live Journal, I read Tabitha's tweets. Your bio should just be, "You don't know me!"
That was a good one.
Every time I look at you, I still can't wrap my head around the fact that you aren't a product of incest.
Sick burn. Tearing it up.
I can't do that.
We're going to have to turn down the heat in the sub.
Yeah.
There's the roasting
heating button. Too much.
Yeah, we have a heating heat. Tabitha has a very interesting tattoo on her inner thigh, and I just wonder, have you let anybody leave it in and just let it drizzle out so it looks like Bobby Hill has Coke boogers?
Oh, no. Zing! Got her again. Are we keeping score? We should be. I say it's tied.
Yeah.
The only time you could call Jeremy Shearer unroastable is if you take into account that you're not supposed to burn piles of trash.
Oh, whoa, jeez.
That's true. It's illegal now. That's a good one.
You look like you pretend to be a good friend to girls who like to make out with other girls for attention, but then when it's time to do the thing, you're like, "Ha, gotcha."
The pull-out method, only with making out with women. That's Johnny's method. Yes. Oh, that's not
what,
true.
What, making out with women?
Yes.
Jeremy, you look like you combined all the mugshots of white men arrested from the last 6 months for sucking dick for drug money.
Oh, it's just an overlaid image.
Tabitha's thinking of transitioning, so it's more acceptable for her to fuck with her shirt on.
I'm really glad that Jeremy never moved to Colorado, because you see a guy this terrifying in Boulder City Limits and you're like, well, it just kind of makes sense that he'd murder JonBenet Ramsey.
Tabitha once tried to kill herself by sticking her head in the oven, but there were cookies in it, so she changed her mind.
I can't help but feel bad for Jeremy. I mean, whose cruel joke was it to cover him in super glue and then roll him through a pile of goblin pubes and pass it off as a beard?
Tabitha can't feel a sense of accomplishment unless she drizzles warm yogurt on her chest after finishing an item on her to-do list.
When I first met Jeremy Shear, I noted that he was the type of man that if you saw him out in public, you'd pull your kids a little bit closer. I don't have children, but I can only imagine that's what it was, because when I first looked at him, I physically felt my fallopian tubes curl up inside of me.
Whoa, zing.
Tabitha's covered in homemade tattoos. Your body looks like a middle school boy's bathroom wall achieves sentience.
Oh, it's walking around.
Jeremy posted a photo of himself from a few years back on Facebook. I'm really glad he stopped wearing so many fedoras, because he went from looking like the uncle that listens to Sublime while he molests you to the uncle that listens to Nine Inch Nails while he molests you. Oh,
I will make you hurt.
Oh, no.
I can't wait till you do comedy a few more years and discover there's 5 million large, oversexed hipster brunettes with glasses doing the same thing you are.
Oh. That's all my life has ever been.
Oh.
What do we got here? I was scared the first time I met you because you look too much like the uncle that molested me.
Oh, no. God. Zing.
Man, I'm running low on Tabitha jokes. Let's let's change gears.
Change gears.
Yeah.
Gears.
How does it feel knowing a podcast I did with a first year comic in my basement on a laptop mic has more listens than you?
Ooh. Oh, I'm all right. I'll take a couple. Yeah, that's a good one.
The Unbelievables, looking at you, Mike, more like the Unfuckables.
Oh, that's a good you.
The Unbelievables is the perfect name for this podcast, since both of you are too inexperienced and awkward to be believed about anything.
Oh, that's true.
That's a good one.
If you took Chad Weaver, stretched him out, and made him stop being funny, you'd have Mike Calhoun.
Well, that's okay.
Mike, you shouldn't make fun of Chad Zumach so much when you look like you were raised to put Chad's brain in after he gets another car accident.
Oh, my.
I don't know about that one.
Every time I look at Mike, I can't believe he's not a product of incest. But, you know, the classy, like, royal kind.
Mike Calhoun, you disease-ridden twink. You look like your Johns won't let you wash your face after they pull out of your butt and finish on you.
Oh, my God.
Mike Calhoun is so white and boring, he looks like Trump is going to elect him to his cabinet at any second.
Oh.
You guys should call your podcast Narc Talk with two narcs, you narcs.
Oh.
I don't know. I feel like that. I'm probably a narc.
A little mean. These things are getting a little...
You look like a door-to-door salesman for the gay agenda.
Oh.
All right,
guys. Let's.
Mike Calhoun, more like Mike Loser.
Mike Calhoun is what happens when Paul F. Tompkins gets full-blown AIDS after sharing the wrong needle.
Oh. I like Paul F. Tompkins. You guys are getting a little mean here.
I bet Mike Calhoun can't fuck.
All right, that's it. I'm fuck you guys. I fucking hate you guys. God fucking damn it. We're done. We'll be right back.
Hi there, guys. It's me, Mr. Coffee. You know, the most friendly appliance man that you've ever encountered? Well, I'm here to tell you that the coffee you've been drinking at Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts or, you know, even that shit grandma makes whenever you go over and she's like, I've got pie and I'll make coffee for everyone. It's garbage. Now listen to me. If you want real good coffee, just have me make it. You know, you stick the stuff inside, you put your cup down in there or you put it in the pot or something. Guys, I've never used one of my units. I have no idea. They just asked me for my name. I said, sure, you can use it. I mean, there's plenty of coffees out there. I don't know if you're going to ask every Mr. Coffee. I know like four. One of them's Greg. I don't know if he got asked. All I know is that I make tons of money off of it. It's probably really easy to use. I don't know. Go out, buy one. Yeah. I mean, I make money off of it. So go buy a Mr. Coffee brand product so I can get some money, okay? You guys don't understand. I have a terrible gambling problem. I know. It's hard to hear because you don't want to hear about me, Mr. Coffee, losing any money.
But rest assured, I've got a lot of jewelry that I stole from my ex-wife that'll carry me over into at least February. Mr. Coffee sales aren't looking great. So if you guys could do that for me, that would be nice. That way I don't have to break into your home and steal any of your jewelry. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Keep it in mind this Christmas time. Mr. Coffee. That's me. This is exactly the second time I've seen Jeremy Shear dance.
Yeah, generally it doesn't happen.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
One place where you won't find quiet conversation is the Unbelievables.
Wow.
Welcome back.
That was seamless.
That was kind of seamless. Yeah, I'll give myself a pat on the back for that one. Good
that
job,
was pretty
Mike.
Seamless.
Good job, Mike. Welcome back. Well, I don't know why I say that, but I mean...
In case you've just fast-forwarded 11
to take
and
breaks.
A half minutes.
Tabitha, let me school you right now.
Oh, here
I
comes
know
his
when
voice.
I know when I start a podcast, I just keep hitting the 15-second forward thing like 90 times. I'm like, here's where I listen.
You just listen to you then? Are you talking about you only listen to podcasts where you're the...
No, she goes to the point where you say, welcome back.
Oh, I see, I
and
see.
No, and that's what I meant, any podcast. I just start it. I'm like, nope, I'm starting 11 minutes in. I'm not starting at the beginning.
I don't live by your rules.
We call this the WTF listening method.
What is it? I don't know that reference. Because I know WTF.
Marin does like a monologue at the beginning of
his
podcast, and then he does the interview. So you fast forward to get to the interview and skip all his bullshit.
Well, Mark, I know you're listening. I don't do that. You know why? Because I just don't listen to your show. I'm so sad. Mark's okay. Mark's an okay comic. Like, I'm already depressed, so I don't really like listening to him just talk about being more depressed. So I don't know. It just doesn't appeal to me.
I really like the thought of just like Mike Calhoun's, and you're like, I mean, Mark Maron's an okay comic. Like any of us, really. That's like if I were to be like, I mean, like, I guess that like Kinane's kind of funny.
Kyle Kinane is a national treasure. You
Hell
take that back.
Yes,
I love Kyle Kinane.
The first time I ever met him.
You met Kyle Kinane?
I met him twice. The first time I met him, I was 19 and illegally drunk, and I kissed him on the cheek. And he didn't protest.
There you go.
So I didn't feel awful.
Good old Kyle Kinane.
I got to follow him at the Spitfire, but on my credits it says I opened for him because fuck you.
Yeah. Most deaf.
That's pretty awesome.
And then somebody came up and looked, pointed at the poster and was like, why is Jeremy Shear on this poster? Like, that's Kyle Kinane, stupid. Oh.
Well, you were still on the show, though.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
But I was.
But people were like, oh, look.
I had to follow him because it was. They brought over. The show at the Spitfire was kind of like thrown together, mm-hmm. and he did like a couple things at Redstone. And I was like, well, go over to the Spitfire. I'll bring the people that opened for me at the Spitfire. At Redstone over to Spitfire. And they didn't do well because it's the fucking Spitfire. They don't care about your nonsense there. So,
what was the Spitfire like?
It was a punk rock bar.
Okay.
Isn't that place that's that carnival place now?
Yeah, it's the Fun House now, which I won't go there.
It scares me every time I drive past, every time I'm going home, and it's honestly sort of terrifying.
It's called the Fun House?
Yeah, and it's all like
fun
house mirrors inside, and then
For real?
Yeah, for real.
Well, what's it supposed to be? Like a concert club?
It used to, when it was Spitfire, it was like...
Spitfire, they had bands on the weekends.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now, like...
Mud wrestling.
I don't think they do really anything there except, like, have it be, like, a themed bar.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I do know you can get slushies there, and that's the only thing.
That's the fun part of the
house.
That's
the fun part, yeah. I'm like, just fill me up with sugar and booze.
See, in Mexico, we call them margaritas.
Ah, margarita means
rich. And then
rich,
if we're in
close.
Jamaica, we call them Bahama Mamas.
Is that a Jamaican accent?
Bahama Mamas.
That was just me on some weed down in Jamaica.
Yeah, man.
Yaman, give me Bahama Mama.
What do you call it when you're in Russia?
Ice in a cup.
It's actually illegal. Milk. It's illegal. It's illegal to add alcohol to slushies in Russia.
In Russia, you scoop some snow up in a cup and then you just pour vodka. Yeah,
there you go.
In Soviet Russia.
Soviet slushy.
Soviet slushy.
Treat for you.
It's just
drink fast.
It's just yellow snow and vodka.
Oh. To make you strong.
They actually have a name for that drink.
What's it called?
The Edward Snowden.
Oh.
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 Zang.
Oh, shit, bitch.
I guess we'll just end the show there on the high note.
That's all it is. Nice talking to you.
No, actually, what did I want to talk about? Oh, we were talking about the show before we went to break, and we mentioned Chris Paw before we started recording, but my God.
Sweet, Paw sweet was, angel was baby Chris
glorious.
Paw.
Oh, he really came through with us for us because Ray canceled, so he was a sport. And he did his monologue, and then we tortured him a bit. Well, George did. George looked like he was having fun.
Well, duh. There was a... Watching that torture set was actually sort of jarring, because I've never seen Chris emote that much.
Me either. Well, I've never seen him over... Like, told him when he got off stage, I was like, I've never heard you... above, like, a mumbled whisper.
When he was yelling, he was like, shit, what? Oh, like, fuck, it didn't even sound like him. I was thoroughly surprised.
I was sure at one point he yelled kike.
He did.
That is
amazing.
Of
course he did.
Kike.
As if we needed more racial slurs in the show.
I love it. I love that. That's hilarious.
Of course you do.
Thanks, Ray Roberts. Put me on the spot like that.
Yeah, it's like, you got to present that.
Oh, boy.
I just sighed into the microphone.
Did Ray and Dylan... I saw the tail end of their roast. Was that really good?
It was
for the listener. The variety show. Well, I'll let Cheer explain it.
Basically, this is what happened. We opened up with three sketches. We had Tim Wolf from Youngstown come in and do really well. Then we tortured Chris Paw, did another sketch, and then we had a roast battle between Stowe's Ray Roberts and Cleveland's Dylan Lusk, and they duked it out. Dylan came wearing his "Who is Ray Roberts?" shirt. Which, if you don't know, Ray Roberts looked like a burn, but that's actually his shirt.
Yep.
He got made, like, pretty quickly. I think because his roommate intimidated him into making shirts while he was drunk.
Really? Oh, yeah. His roommate being Anthony Savat?
No, Josh Bush.
Oh, Josh Bush.
Josh
Bush. Oh, he's like, you should make shirts.
Yeah.
And I'll make them. And I'll make money off of it.
Yeah. Well, Josh did... my shirts that I recently did.
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, the prices are great, so
there you can't go
wrong. They went at it. Ray closed with the N-word, so.
Oh, jeez.
Did he? Yeah. That's amazing.
No! That was way too much for me.
Oh, jeez.
I was just like, God damn it.
Was it because you had to, like, next?
I don't want to have to deal with being the one that's like, well, now that we've watched white men throw around the N-word, like, that's not my forte.
Right.
My forte is being like, look at these fuckos being mean to each other and not like, oh, that's something I wish you wouldn't have said right now.
Well, that would have been the perfect thing to say. Like, I wish you hadn't said that, Ray. Next, we have...
All I was thinking is, like, I've never met you, Ray, and now I'm just like, ugh.
Did we go into the game show after that one?
No, we did the game show before that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because I went right from announcer to...
That's what it
was. Can I just say that I like the teaming of announcer Tabitha and... show host Calhoun, because I feel like I'm very good, like, Mike Calhoun, and then he entered. That was my favorite.
Yeah,
it was my
really well.
Favorite of the, all time.
For the listener, one of the sketches involved a game show in which I was the quote-unquote host of the game show, and Tabitha was the enthusiastic announcer a la Bob Barker, and, oh, shoot, what is his name?
Rod Roddy.
Wait, does he still do it for Drew these days?
I don't know. I haven't, like, last time I watched Price is Right, I just got really sad because I don't like Skinny Drew Carey.
You don't like Skinny Drew
Carey?
Really?
No.
Can everyone just call me Rod now?
Rod?
It's Toby.
Ooh, callbacks.
Toby Jones.
Well, I don't know. I don't mind Skinny Drew Carey. I've always liked Drew Carey.
I've always liked Drew Carey, too, but Skinny Drew Carey kind of like, He
just looks ill.
Drew Carey,
he looks ill.
When my My dad used to work at a video store in the 90s, and Drew Carey would always come into the porno section.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And creepy.
Yeah. And he's like, every time, like, oh, shit, it's Drew Carey. I'm going in the porn section.
Good old Drew.
Good old Drew.
Are you guys, I realized recently that there is a split in the comedy community of opinions on whose line is it anyway. A lot of people hate the show, and then a lot of people think the show is great. What are your opinions of the show?
I love it. It was one of the shows that I grew up watching. And while it wasn't like one of the things that made me like gravitate toward comedy, because I had always, like, I mean, my earliest memories, I can remember being like 4 or 5 years old, like sitting there, like watching Saturday Night Live tapes.
Oh, just, yeah, of like, course.
And like, so it was just always like, I always enjoyed it, but it wasn't anything that like shaped was like, oh my God, it's one of the greatest comedy shows. I always thought it was entertaining.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Most definitely. I can't hate on it and say it wasn't good because I did find it entertaining.
Yeah. What about you, Sher?
I watched both the British and the American version.
That's right.
I love Ryan Stiles.
So good.
I think he's great. Anthony showed me the episode where they had Richard Simmons on.
I was just about to ask if anyone had
seen it. It's in the deleted episodes thing.
That is, I saw that a few years ago. I have not laughed that hard in a long time.
It's so genius. It's really good. Imagine how...
They had an episode where they had Robin Williams on as well.
Yeah, and that was a good one.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah, I have the DVD of, well, obviously I like the show. I have the DVD of all the unaired episodes, and Richard Simmons is one of them. I think Robin Williams is one of them. So good.
Yeah.
So good. I can't believe anyone would have a negative opinion of it, but Greg Proops did an interview, and he's like, yeah, I didn't know, but a lot of people hate that show, and they'll come up to him.
What?
Yeah. He says a lot of people dislike... I want to say it's other comics that are that are like, oh, you ruin the integrity of improv by putting it on TV and doing like the same games. I don't know what their issue is with it, but he said that that's an issue.
Well, I think I can see why that is, because long form is so tough to watch. And if you go in to an improv show expecting Whose Line Is It Anyway and you get long form, you're going to fucking hate it.
That's true, I suppose. But then people should explain, or they should know the show that they're going to see.
Yeah.
I've been to a long-form improv show because it's based on a podcast that's long-form. But it's only 20 minutes of long-form.
Yeah.
Well, and it's good. You know, it's classically trained improv artists, and I love it.
What level improv are they, i.e. how much money did they put into improv classes before they were allowed to get to classically trained?
Oh, I don't know. They're just UCB grads.
No.
That's what I count as.
Oh, so they're rapists.
Again with the rape. Jeremy just can't get over this.
No, I can't. Fuck you people.
all the UCB people that we might be.
You're not going to be able to stop me from doing anything. You're rapists until the end of time. Go fuck yourself. Hey, you're comedians.
All this time, you're all fucking rapists.
This doesn't really roll off the tongue, but
I feel like it's a good rendition. I feel like it was all right. Yeah. Oh, wait, hang on. I'm being told that the carrier pigeon has arrived. Johnny, could you get the band in here?
The lattice, yeah. Okay.
Get the band in here.
Okay, everyone set up. Okay, and one. Okay, guys, that was really good.
Beautiful.
Checks in the mail.
Yeah. Cool. Just shuffle out. You guys, try not to hit each other. All right, cool.
All right, here is your question.
First question. Oh, wait, let's briefly give an explanation to the listener. Perhaps we got some new guys. Every week, we get questions from Lorne Michaels. And he sends it to us via carrier pigeon. We shoot them down. And then we read them to our guests. And this week, Johnny has the first question here.
Yes. Are we almost done? Don't you have somewhere to be?
No.
I have crime to do, but they can wait.
Oh, okay. That was quick.
What kind of crimes are you committing tonight?
Look, all I can tell you is I'm a criminal. I can't tell you what it is.
We already knew that. The listener already knew that.
Wow, he kind of told us what it was.
Well, yeah. Jeremy's a criminal. Tabitha murders Collins.
Yeah.
If you had to do a crime.
Jeremy has to go and do crime. I have to go have crimes committed against me.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's Wait, maybe we can just combine our plans.
Oh, let's just keep hanging out. You going to the same place, Mon Carpool?
All right. Let's do this.
All right. The next question we have from Lauren is a one or the other. You got to choose. You guys prefer cake or a pipe wrench?
But keep in mind,
where are we putting the pipe wrench?
I imagine you put it wherever it'll fit.
Again, where are you putting the pipe wrench?
So,
well, we know Shear's just going to slap it on his tongue and then jerk it off. Yeah. The Brunswick way.
The Brunswick method.
The Brunswick method.
It's a method.
And I'll take that pipe wrench to full term.
Better do it now while it's still legal.
No, why are you making me do it?
It seems Lauren has sent us a couple more here. Johnny, here's you got the another one. You got
Lauren
the
always asks the hard hitting questions.
Lauren does. He's an incredible journalist.
All right, this is a conditional question. If I learned to catch a bullet with my teeth, why don't your parents love you anymore?
Because I didn't
it's
learn.
It's conditional.
Because I didn't learn to catch a bullet with my teeth, and now my father's dead.
That is the correct answer.
Oh, my God.
My mom's dead, so she's incapable of love.
All right.
If my mom wasn't a lesbian, then I would hook my mom up with Shear's dad. And we could just make a really fucked up Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
That'd be great. And then you guys could start every day by looking in.
Here's a story.
A family brought together by gunpoint.
Of two people with terribly depressed children.
Did you guys ever watch the Brady Bunch? I never watched the Brady Bunch.
Ah, my nose.
So I didn't really know how to feel about Mrs. Brady dying. She was on an episode of Whose Line.
Yeah, it made me sad because I remember she was a very funny lady.
She was.
I didn't really feel in the way of like, oh no, Mrs. Brady, because I was all about Alice.
Oh, Alice is the best. She was the backbone of this family and the show.
Alice was always so dirty. Sam was always bringing her the meat. And like people were just like, oh, Alice. And so I was like, oh, fuck, no, I'm getting the meat. Like, and then it was just like Brady Bunch shit. And then Alice getting fucked.
Oh my God.
Alice was getting the meat from, what was his name again? Sam the Butcher.
He was delivering it day and night.
Just like all those ladies are getting the pipe from
J.R.
Smith. J.R. Smith.
Trying to get that pipe. I just keep refreshing my DMs. Like, and yet. Yet.
What a good roast.
Come on.
Not to alienate all the listeners that are unaware, but that was a roast used by Jeremy.
I said Tabitha's goal with comedy is to get famous enough that J.R. Smith follows her and DMs her. She's trying to get the pipe. So
I would be like,
oh my God. Do you think that if J.R. Smith could play without a shirt, he would?
Yes.
Fuck yeah. And he fucking should.
I'm so proud of him.
Do you think we can get J.R. Smith to do a Sad Boys Social Club sketch?
It depends on if it involves A, Hennessy, and B, no shirt.
I can make that happen. Yeah.
Please do. Oh my God, it would at least double our audience.
Oh God, right? Can we
just... You know, all eight. We'll get 16.
16 people.
You're underselling. There were not very many empty seats last night.
Yeah, there were a lot of people.
I am underselling that. That was actually
far
a really
more than eight.
We did have it. Huge pull.
Yeah, that was really great.
I was pretty happy with it. Yeah, I was because people just kept coming. So.
Yeah, they kept coming.
A lot
and
of familiar faces.
A lot of familiar faces. It was wonderful.
I was happy for
it. We're good at fucking because they kept coming.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
They're endless with Tabitha. Tabitha's got endless zingers about regarding sex. But those are the best ones.
Tabitha is more qualified to be a sexpert than Tim Cornette.
Does Tim Cornette claim to be a sexpert?
On his Facebook profile, it used to say sexpert.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know if it still does.
We should just make George Dunn the designated Cleveland sexpert.
Don't you fucking dare.
We don't.
I resent I take that away. All right. We have one final question from Lauren. Are you two ready?
Yeah.
It's not there anymore.
It's not.
No.
Oh, are we still looking for Tim Cornette's title?
It was.
It was there.
All right, for your final question.
Sack it to me.
Do you have any beans?
Just lying around. Red beans will do.
Just one eye flick.
Oh! I've got Marcelo Hernandez in the trunk of my car. Oh. See? Racism trumps sex yet again.
You should have brought Marcelo in. I mean, he missed the last episode.
He's still in the upside down.
Yeah. He's still in the upside down.
Marcelo.
We gotta find him.
Why are we so close to this government lab? Why are all of our homes built around it?
Oh, my God. And that's how you play Questions from Lorne Michaels.
Yay.
I thought they left.
We brought them back.
They're checks in the
mail. Oh, God. I didn't see them there.
Yeah, you guys can back up. You're blowing right in my ear.
Guys.
We need Chad in on this one with this trumpet.
Yeah, we do.
Can there just be one episode where every musical cue is just replaced by Chad on a trumpet? Like,
yes.
He was really struggling with that.
Oh
like,
my
he,
God,
was,
he was out of breath.
He was joking that he was out of breath, but he was.
Yeah, I don't think he caught it his entire set. I mean, he was so red.
He was just
the
like,
guys.
Yeah. He was trying to convey it to us, and also it was true. Okay, well, that's the show, guys. What a wonderful show it was. But we do have one final section.
What is it?
I think we all know what section that is.
Johnny. I don't.
Johnny, what section is it?
Well, I don't know. That's why I need you to... if there was like some way...
Bring it.
Oh, I think what time is it, baby?
Remember when I answered that truthfully last episode? I was like, it's 8:05.
It's 8:05. Bitch.
Cunt.
Oh.
Oh, see you next Tuesday, bitch.
Mama Calhoun ain't going to be listening to this one. Nah, she probably doesn't listen to any of them. All right, welcome to the plug section of the Unbelievables. We'll get started with whoever wants to go first. Johnny, how about you? Oh. We all know. Hang on, let me preface this.
Okay.
We all know Johnny is not on Twitter.
No.
So if you try to follow him on there, you won't. You won't find him.
Yeah,
you might find another Johnny Trowbridge.
Actually, follow that person. If you find another Johnny Trowbridge, follow that.
Follow that person. Give him a few followers.
But like, post like random stuff and then like tag them.
Ask him about the show.
He'd be like, "What a great show you were on!" And then they'll be like, "What's going on?"
Found him.
There we go.
At Johnny Secret One.
That's me.
Lead singer with UK hard rock band Skin and Bone.
Oh, no, that's a person that's semi-famous.
No. Yeah. We'll still ask him about this show. Say, hey, you did a... I love that character you did.
Okay.
Great questions from Lorne Michaels. And
yeah.
He'll understand.
He will.
But what project do you have? Well, anyway, so instead of having an online presence, Johnny has projects that he works on the sub every week.
Yeah.
And this week, what do we have?
Okay, so you know how, like, whenever you have bananas...
Oh,
you can never tell if they're ripe or not.
I can never tell.
You never tell.
Never tell.
So this is like, it's just like a wand, you know, like you would use at the airport.
Okay.
But you just wave it over like any piece of fruit and it'll tell you if it's ripe or not.
Does it speak? Does it say ripe?
No. It's just like beeps.
Oh, it just beeps if it's ripe? What does it do if it's not ripe?
It doesn't beep. I mean, this isn't hard.
This is pretty simple. Really. Have you tried it already?
Yeah. Well, okay. Here, hold an orange.
All right, hold on. Let me get an orange.
Well, I got one. Is that a ripe one?
I don't know. You use the wand.
Let's see. No, that's not a ripe one.
It's not a ripe one.
That's a bad example.
Well, I mean, at least we know it's not ripe because it didn't beep.
That's true.
Unless it's broken. In that case, it doesn't
beep. We'll never know because I don't carry ripe fruit around.
Oh, you never carry around ripe fruit?
No, I don't.
So you don't know if it works?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, moving on to Jeremy Shear here.
First, let me see that thing.
Okay, here you go.
Beep. Put it under my armpits.
It's really ripe.
That's some ripe
fruit right there.
Yeah.
So at least it works.
Yeah, it does work.
Stuff to plug. Let's see. Every single Monday, I am at the Water Street Tavern in Kent, Ohio.
Like a good loyal wife.
With my dear husband, Anthony Savatz.
Aww.
What
a lovely couple.
We are. We're the power couple in Kent. And
you look like what a Kent power couple should look like.
Oh, exactly. That's true.
Exactly. Let's see. Other things I should plug. Tuesdays, there is a clean open mic. You have to be 100% clean, 6 o'clock at the corner of 65th and Detroit at the Gypsy Bean Coffee Shop, hosted by America's Tim Cornette. The reason I am plugging it, Tim has come up with a game for me that I've been playing for the past few months, the Clean Joke Challenge. He tells me a really dirty subject, and I have to make a clean joke about it.
That's glorious.
This week, it's transsexual prostitutes.
Well, how on earth? Just mentioning those.
I think I'll have to come to the show. Just to see how that joke comes up.
How can I make that clean? Yeah. Find out Tuesday. then let's see. Thursdays I help host out the open mic at Sachsenheim Hall, 7001 Denison Avenue in Cleveland. That starts at 9 p.m. ish after we're done with our meeting, and then this Saturday is the pizza money takeover of the Ad Hominem Attack Show.
Hell yeah.
That's right. All your favorite boys from Pizza Money will be participating in roast battles and roast battle type scenarios. But the main event is where I send a fellow sad boy, Sad La Tourette, to his grave with sick burns.
Oh, that's going to be a great show.
Fuck him up.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Sam is a really good writer, and I can't wait to see what he comes up with. So.
The battle between him and George was pretty great.
It was pretty great. The battle between him and Tabitha was really good.
I love.
Was that before or after that, the one with George?
It was after the one with George, because...
Yeah. How did I miss that?
Well, it was the one before Shear and I, where it was the tournament.
Oh. Because
it was me and Sam against each other, okay. And then it was me and Ulysse, and then it was me and Kristen.
Yeah, I felt like basically whoever won between Tabitha and Sam was going to take the whole thing. Okay. Right. So, so that's happening on Saturday. And, of course, I have three other things to plug. First, Steve Mers has a radio show on 89.3 FM WCSB Cleveland that sometimes he's nice enough to have me on Friday nights at 11 o'clock.
You're brandishing the shirt today?
I am. This is the Derek Hess designed WCSB shirt.
So listen to 89.3. Well, actually, there's a couple shows on that channel that you've been a part of.
I've been on a lot of different shows on that channel. I do Crap Radio with Keith Newman, mm-hmm. Sunday Nights at Midnight. Sometimes I'm on Old Time Drycore, which that changes all the time because Drycore can pretty much go in whenever he wants. Like we did a pop-up show when my going away show at the Grog got canceled.
Oh.
It was his idea. He was like, yeah, just have the ladies on, and then Yusuf came on, so it wasn't all ladies. And,
oh, cool.
And then I have a podcast called Let the Hate Flow Through You on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Just go to lousyweathermedia.com, check that out. The next release tomorrow will be Dwayne Duke talking about how much he hates brandy.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Really hate brandy. Wow, that'll be a great show.
He does. He's able to explain it. It's
is it because of that car crash where she killed a bunch of people?
That's part of it.
Oh, good.
Just listen and find out.
I'm excited. Yeah.
Friend of the show, Dwayne Duke. Listeners of the show from all over different parts of the world may not know Dwayne Duke, but he's a local favorite. Very opinionated and very loud young man.
My favorite.
And he's great.
My favorite thing that Dwayne Duke has ever said, I was complaining about someone being all up in my business. And Dwayne Duke says, better is all up in your business and all up in them guts, girl. Mm-hmm. Excuse you? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's Dwayne. Dwayne is a treasure.
That'll be a great show.
Treasure. Yeah, I hosted his roast. I will love him forever. And then the Ad Hominem radio program available on Podbean. That is me, Chris Paw, Ryan DiPerna, and Steve Mers. We do a weekly
I know Steve is on that show as well.
Steve is on that show too.
Great.
So
Do you guys ever do guests, or is it just you three?
Just us four.
Oh, what was it? Who's the fourth? You,
Chris, Paul. Ryan.
Oh, Steve. Ryan, of course.
Yeah.
Ryan, who is the fellow producer of the Ad Hominem show every month.
Every month.
Mr. Chris Paul.
Yeah, and he's also in Pizza Money. He is. He's going to be a big part of that show on Saturday at Canopy Art Gallery. There's secrets about Canopy that if you want to have a good time, you should message me about, and I will tell you.
Everyone message Jeremy privately and say, tell me the secrets of Canopy.
Let's just say it has to do with liquids.
That's right.
All right, yeah, there you go. Everyone review this show on iTunes just with the phrase, tell me the secrets of Canopy Jeremy Shearer.
Tell me the secrets about liquids.
It's actually, please tell me the secrets of Canopy Jeremy Shearer, and then give us 5 stars.
Please divulge your liquid secrets with me.
Yeah, type into Google, what are the liquid secrets? It should come up.
That'll come up with Jeremy Shearer's explanation.
Now I'm really curious about liquid secrets, and I'm feeling creepy, so I'm going to stop. Do I have any other things to plug? I have so many things.
Besides next month, the obvious.
Yeah, Sad Boys Social Club, Christmas Eve, Stone Tavern, bands to be added to follow us. I'm Dirty Shear on Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, and Facebook.
Go on there and like his suicide notes. Actually, Chad Weaver.
I had to hide them because somebody thought they were about her. They weren't.
Oh, but, God, those people.
Yeah, well.
I don't have enough time of the day to live my life, so I'm going to read into other people's thoughts and think they're about me.
She had good reason to think they were about her, but they
because you said her name first and last and her address.
That was the only reason.
No.
Okay.
No, I said I said it was about a girl, and she assumed it was her, and it was not. So.
Oh, it's almost as if there aren't billions of possibilities. Moving on to Tabitha, what do we have to plug here?
I don't have a lot to plug.
Moving on to Mike.
Come on, eat more dicks, Calhoun.
Aw, okay.
Impossible. Oh, we actually do have a thing to plug.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, good.
December 6th in Toledo, Jeremy and I are doing a dirty show.
Oh.
At the Ottawa Tavern.
The Ottawa Tavern.
In That'll Ottawa? Be fun.
Well, Ottawa's in Canada, guys, not Toledo.
Yeah, that's awkward.
It's a little slice of Canada right there in Toledo.
Oh, okay.
It's little Canada.
Oh, it wasn't a little Canada.
It's a little Canada.
Please, God, let there be a city somewhere little that has Canada. Like a little Canada section.
What about a little USA?
That's just what they call the area around the Tim Hortons.
When you walk into Tim Hortons, like, hey, how you doing, eh? And they just hand you a little Canada flag. Yes. Well, I've never been in one. I wouldn't know.
That happens. How'd you know?
To answer your quick question about USA, like little USAs, there in China, there are neighborhoods that are the blocks of USA.
Like, oh, cool.
And
cool,
like how we have like Chinese restaurants, they have like American restaurants of like, oh, I'll have some hamburgers and French fries.
Right, right. A lot of fried food.
Exactly.
A lot of beers, a lot of whiskey.
I don't have any other shows coming up. I don't think everything that I'm doing right now is just working for other stuff. I'm working on the character inspired by Ryan DePerna. I'm working on
you're going to do some character work for us.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm working on 2 podcasts that are tentatively planned out right now, and I'm just trying to find the right people to do them with.
There you go. Cool.
Just writing a whole lot, doing stuff for Sad Boys.
Sad Boys Social Club. Tabitha, the only female member of the Sad Boys
Social Club. The saddest feminine boy, except for George.
Saddest little boy. Ooh, burn on George.
Ooh.
I don't think George has ever listened to the show, but I hope he listens to that little clip. I'll save that for him.
When he walks in tomorrow, I'd be like,
hey, buddy.
Tabitha called you feminine.
He'd be like, all right.
Tabitha said, cry when you come.
I'm on Instagram at Black Metal, BLAQ Metal. Twitter, the same handle. Tabitha Jones on Facebook. It's the saddest looking Tabitha Jones if there's more than one.
Are you on the Twitters? the Twitter sphere?
Yeah, I just said Twitter was.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, I said it was.
I heard.
I said it was the same as my Instagram, I didn't repeat the name. I didn't spell it out for him again.
I'm sorry.
Don't you pay attention to how to do plugs, Calhoun?
I'm sorry.
Just keep apologizing.
You know what? I'm tired of you guys roasting me. I'm taking over my show again. All right. On to me.
I have not yet begun to roast you.
He will set you on actual fire.
Please don't do that. I am flammable.
He is flammable.
It's all the stuff in my hair. You can follow me on the Twitter at @Mike_Calhoun. For some reason, I'm difficult to find when you search me. Now that sucks. Because that means I'll never have any sort of following. But anyway.
When you do find him, just look for the guy that's dressed like he's a boy prostitute tricking his way through college fucking grandmas.
At least I had a way to pay for college. That's my rebuttal.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Ooh, got him.
Yeah. You can follow me on Instagram, but it's not really entertaining. I just post fake mannequin challenges on Thanksgiving Day where I'm sad in my apartment. But follow this show and also rate this show, please. Go on iTunes, give us some stars, say fun things. Say what I said earlier. Quote it verbatim. You can listen to us on SoundCloud. You can listen to us on our own website. Unfortunately, the website's kind of broken because, you know.
Tweet Mike Calhoun and tell him your opinions on the movie The Other Sister.
Why would I know this? Because you told me about this. You said I should watch it, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, you were the one who hadn't seen it. Okay, I thought you were. Because I know we were talking about it in a group, and I know someone was like, I fucking hate that movie.
Not me.
I was like, Daniel! Daniel!
No. We were going to, because that's going to be George Dunn's drive-in.
He said he wouldn't show it, and then I was like, I'm just going to invite everyone over to watch The Other Sister at my house.
At your house.
At my house.
Everyone go to Tabitha's house to watch The Other Sister.
We'll watch The Other Sister, and we'll just be so appreciative that Giovanni Ribisi found Juliette Lewis, and that they're both developmentally disabled. And, then we can watch Riding the Bus with My Sister, and Rosie O'Donnell's retarded in that one.
Oh, no.
So it's just going to be
retarded Rosie O'Donnell.
Retarded Rosie. It's like Rosie the Riveter, but Rosie the Retard.
Well, that's my third erection today.
Jeez.
I really only wanted to bring all of that up just so I could go, Daniel!
Just so everyone would understand that reference. All right, well, you can follow the show at TonBelievables on Twitter. We have some fun on the Twitter page. Trying to think of what else I want to plug. Oh, of course, Shira already said this, but come to the Monday night open mic at the Water Street Tavern. So much fun every week. It'll be going on, well, as of this recording, tomorrow. But
does anyone ever plug the gyro? Ever?
Nick does. we plug the gyro. The gyro's going on.
If you don't know about the gyro by now, what the fuck is wrong with you? The gyro's been there for like 7 years.
Yeah, it's been there for eternity.
Every single fucking Sunday. And like, it's the best open mic in the Northeast Ohio. So if you don't go, you're an idiot.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely head to the gyro. But yeah, that's the show for us. Thank you, Johnny, for being my co-host for eternity.
Thank you.
What is this? Is this valid for one complimentary hot chocolate at Lock 3 Concessions? Thank God for this. Oh my God. Yeah, this is exactly what
no saved problem. My life.
See, no at problem. First I read this at, it says at like 3 Concessions.
At
like 3 Concessions. All right, cool. Thanks for this. I appreciate
that. No problem, man. I like chocolate.
Thanks to my guest today, Mr. Jeremy Shear, Ms. Tabitha Jones, and that's going to be the show for us.
Yeah.
Fare thee well, everyone.
Hail Satan.
Woo!